Friday, December 30th, 8:04 is the time under fair skies. It is 18 degrees and time for your KIN News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm J.P. Bazette. A Boulder, Colorado woman was seriously injured because of a crash on Interstate 70 in Sherman County on Thursday. The Kansas Highway Crash Log says the 29-year-old woman was driving west on I-70 when, due to weather conditions and visibility, she rear-ended a Freightliner truck driven by a 26-year-old Ohio man. The woman was taken to a nearby hospital with suspected serious injuries. The driver of the Freightliner and his 51-year-old passenger were not injured in the crash. The Johnson County Commission unanimously agreed to allocate funds for new case management teams and additional mental health case managers.
The State of Kansas and Johnson County Mental Health Center have agreed on a future payment system rate that will be used to fund the 21 new positions through contract earnings obtained through Medicaid. More funding enables more personnel to assist a system that is overburdened with cases. I'm Armetta Landrum.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Mandy Fick, and your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of upcoming closings for the holiday season. Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital Business and Administration offices will be closed Monday, January 2nd, in observance of New Year's Day. There will be no Saturday clinic at Norton Medical Clinic on Saturday, December 31st. Please plan appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with clinic staff accordingly. Patients may contact Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time. As always, in emergency situations, please call 911. Norton, Kansas Police Department reported on social media that beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and/or other drugs, and driving while impaired is wrong. A DUI can stay with you for life, and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought. So make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now, as these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver. The crashes can affect anybody you share the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you are going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. Remember, you are in the driver's seat, and please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy new year. A guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks. The first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. There are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing, shoes, and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet-friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953. For more information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States, visit stateparks.org. I'll be back with more of your news in a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Laura Kelly signed Executive Order No. 2210, which bans the use of the social media platform TikTok on all state-owned devices for Kansas executive branch agencies, boards, and commissions, and their respective employees, and prohibits access on the state network. This order is in response to the national security and privacy risks posed by TikTok, whose parent company is a Chinese-owned company subject to Chinese government requests for data, technology, and other intellectual property. Today, I am taking common sense steps to protect Kansans' privacy and security. TikTok mines users' data and potentially makes it available to the Chinese Communist Party, a threat recognized by a growing group of bipartisan leaders across the United States, said Governor Laura Kelly. The order is in response to recent warnings from both the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Federal Communications Commission that user data from the social media platform TikTok is potentially being shared with the Chinese government, posing both a national and cybersecurity threat. Kansas joins other states and the federal government in implementing security policies related to TikTok. In addition to state action, Congress recently enacted a TikTok ban on all federal devices due to potential security concerns. The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, LIEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. DCF Secretary Laura Howard said LIEAP has helped our Kansas communities stay warm for many years. It is an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply on the DCF website at www.dcf.ks.gov by clicking Apply for Services or in person, and they must be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications are available beginning January 3, 2023 and must be received by 5 p.m. March 31, 2023. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home. Applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, number of persons living at the address, type of dwelling, and type of heating fuel. Funding for LIEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Funeral services for Wayne Belden, 82 of Norton, will be held today, Friday, December 30th, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Galber Funeral Home. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Wayne Belden Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plumber Galbert Funeral Home at 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at www.plumbergalbert.com. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Weather for today, mostly sunny with a high near 47, southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 21, south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, New Year's Eve, partly sunny with a high near 51, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 23, south wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 48, an east wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain between 9 p.m. and midnight, then a chance of snow and freezing rain after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 27, a chance of precipitation is at 40%. For Monday, rain, snow, and freezing rain likely before noon and then rain. High near 43, a chance of precipitation of 80, and Monday night, a chance of rain and snow before midnight, then a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 19, chance of precipitation is 50%. I'll be back with more of your weather in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for Tuesday, a 20% chance of snow before noon, partly sunny with a high near 36. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 8. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 35.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908.
Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs offense has been hot as of late, due in part to the outstanding play lately of Jerick McKinnon, who has scored over 5 touchdowns receiving in the month of December. And offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy met with the media. He discussed Jerick McKinnon and what he brings to this Chiefs team. Not just his stellar play on the football field as both a rusher and a receiver and a pass blocker, but also what he brings off the field as well.
Jerick has been very valuable. Obviously, it's always good, especially, you know, for Pat, when he's looking downfield to make that big play, and then if nothing's there, he has an opportunity to dump it off to Jerick. Jerick's doing a great job, not only as a receiver, he's doing a great job in pass protection, picking up the necessary blitz when they're coming. On top of that, he's doing a heck of a job in the run game. And then something that doesn't get talked about enough, and I know I keep discussing it, is his leadership. He provides outstanding leadership in that room to those guys. And he's just like having a coach, an additional coach on the field.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. Following an unseasonably warm day across parts of eastern Kansas yesterday, a cold front is now off to the south and east of us, and we'll see some patchy areas of morning fog across parts of Kansas here this morning. Mild temperatures continuing through the weekend. A frontal boundary will be moving through by the early part of next week. Rain will start out on Monday. We'll likely see a wintry mix by Monday night into Tuesday. Then we'll end next week with temperatures running below normal. Let's check around locations across the state today in northwestern Kansas. It'll be partly cloudy this morning, clearing with a high temperature in the low 40s. Tonight's low in the low 20s. In north central Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 40s today, our low tonight in the upper 20s. And some freezing fog in northeastern Kansas today, our high temperature in the mid 40s, tonight's low 30. Southwestern Kansas, our high in the upper 40s, tonight's low 22. Our high near 50 in south central Kansas. And in southeastern Kansas, cloudy and cooler today with a high temperature in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, of course, yesterday we did see a stronger trade in the cash market in the Southern Plains feedlots, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, at the 157 level. There's a possibility we could see more as far as trade is concerned. Not sure if we saw a considerable amount of activities. We'll get some of those numbers later this morning. By the way, we get the weekly export sales numbers as well on the grain side. It was a mixed trade. Again, concerns about the Argentine weather looks to be drier in their weather runs, future weather runs as well. We see wheat futures up 2 cents, corn steady to lower, and soybeans anywhere from 10 to 13 cents higher. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
songs were made without auto-tune, digital editing, or an online rhyming dictionary. Enjoy!
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Sit down, take a look at yourself. Don't you want to be somebody? Someday somebody's gonna see inside. You can't run and hide.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Unlucky in love, at least that's what they say. Somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up.